Have you had a burning bush experience? Have you had the Lord speak to your heart? I'm Charlene Steinkamp from God Heals Hurting Marriages. In Exodus chapter 3, verse 2, we read, "There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in flames of fire from within a bush. Moses saw that though the bush was on fire, it did not burn up. When the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called to him from within the bush, 'Moses, Moses.' And Moses said, 'Here I am.'" Have you had the Lord speak to your heart? I have. And when it happens, you know that you know it was the Lord speaking to you. As we continue to read in Exodus chapter 3, "The Lord said, 'I have indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt. I've heard them crying out because of their slave drivers, and I am concerned about their suffering. So I have come down to rescue them and to bring them out of that land into a good and spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey.'" Are you going through some difficult times? Your Lord sees everything, and He will be your rescuer. The Lord heard His children crying out for mercy and strength. And as the Lord delivered the Israelites from their enemies, He will also rescue you. God chose Moses and many others throughout the Bible. God has also chosen you and I to be part of His army, to do His will. God is training you. Are you listening? He will give you orders all the time. Can you hear Him? Tune in and you will. God spoke to Moses, who was a shepherd, untrained and not educated, to bring His people out of Egypt. Why? So God could get the glory instead of man. That is why the Lord chose an ordinary person like me to pray and not give up on my marriage, regardless of our divorce. Now I'm able to share and teach others about the power of our awesome, mighty Lord. Moses was like us, debating God about choosing him. He did not feel qualified. Moses kept asking questions, and God kept telling him that He would be with him. God was going to equip Moses to be able to handle all the circumstances. Doesn't that sound like you with God? Is He asking you to pray for your spouse and family, regardless of how bad they may be acting? Become a prayer warrior and pray and stand in the gap. Pray for all the hurting marriages around you and around the world. Remember what God said to Moses, "I will be with you. I am who I am." He promised Moses to bring the people out of their misery and to the promised land. Today, are you debating God? Have you surrendered your will and way to the Lord's way? Will you wait for God's timing instead of giving God ultimatums about your life? God used Moses in a mighty way. Will you allow your Lord to use you in a mighty way? In Isaiah chapter 55, we read, "Seek the Lord while He may be found. Call on Him while He is near. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways." God hates divorce and wants to rebuild all marriages. Be obedient to His directions in your life. Choose to be a Moses, listening to the Lord's voice as God heals hurting marriages.
You've been listening to God Heals Hurting Marriages with Bob and Charlene Steinkamp. They would love to hear from you. Write them at Rejoice Marriage Ministries, Post Office Box 10548, Pompano Beach, Florida, 33061. Their website is www.rejoiceministries.org. Listen again tomorrow for God Heals Hurting Marriages.